Bez Hashem, continuing Simen Lamed Beis Sif Katan Kuf Samech Gimel, which is still here in Sif Lamed Vav. We'll be Bez Hashem finishing Sif Lamed Vav this morning, discussing the Psuchos and the Stumos. And we're going to start on the top of the page, where the Mechaber says on the top of the page, the top line, he says, Menichim Cholok. At the end of the parasha of Kaddishu Kol Bechor, and the end of the parasha of Hayakiviyacha, Menichem Cholok Kedei Lichtoiv Tes Oisiyos. We leave a space that it can be write. You can write 9 letters. Now, is it 9 letters? So this is an example of when we say 9 letters, it does not mean 9 letters. Why not? Because how much of a space are you supposed to have in between each word? We had learned a Yud Ketana. So if you're having 9 letters comprised of 3 words each, and the words are large words, large letter words, Aleph, Shin, and Resh, in between the first word to the next word, which is twice, you have a Yud. You have this, not a letter, they don't write the letter Yud, you have a space of a Yud. Oh, so when we say you're leaving a space of 9 letters, is it really a space of 9 letters? The answer is no. It's a space of 9 large size letters and 2 smaller size letters. So it's more like 11 letters. Right? And we'll see that inside also. So we leave a space of 9 letters, says the Mechaber, and this is in order to create the psuches. The status of that parsha is a psucha. That's what we accomplish by doing this. So if Shema, Eimanichim Chalok. At the end of Shema, we don't leave any space. And if you do leave it, you leave it less than the amount of space that you can write 9 letters. Less than that amount. What I'd like to do is first read to the end of the Mechaber, and then come back. Actually, I apologize. We're going to first see Kuf Samach Dalet. Kuf Samach Gimel. First, let's see Kuf Samach Gimel. Tes Oisiyos. Kosu Achroinim Delechachilo Tzorich Laniach Gimel Teves Asher. L'chadchil, you have to leave a space of 3 words. Which word? Asher. Aleph Shin Resh. Al Kain, Tzorich Laniach Gam Kain Revach Meloy. Beis Oisiyos Ketanes Melvada Tes Oisiyos. And you also have to leave a space of 2 small letters. What are the 2 small letters? So that is the Yud. In between Asher, a little space of a Yud, to the next word, Asher. Now you're not writing the word Asher, let's be clear. You're leaving the space of the word Asher. So let's think what's going on over here. The Sefer has to have this visual capability of, if he would write this word, how large, how much of a space would it take up? That's a talent. I definitely cannot do that. I have to see something. I can't just envision it. But people have these koiches. Architects, builders, things like this. Okay. The ha bein teva le teva tzarech laniach mulay ois ketano. Turning the page in the Dirshu edition, that you have to leave that space of also this ois ketano, the yod. But the evad yesh lakuk shemaniach rak kimloy tes ois ketano. It's dahinu yudin. Kamashimoyes ha-shulchan aruch kan. So the Mishmur says that bidyavid, you have to, if you only left the space of 9 letters, bidyavid, that's sufficient. Even if you didn't leave the yud as well. Kasa prima godum, the misha'arin harevach shall attest oisios kefi oisoi haksav. It says that, what is the size? You could write a letter, a large size letter, medium size, small size. So he says you should appropriate the size of these letters, of the 9 letters that we're discussing here, according to the ksav of the letters that you're writing. For example, in the computer, let's say you write with a size 12 font. So then the space should be with 12 as well, like on the computer, right? If you want to make it larger, you go to 16 for perhaps, right? So that's the space that you should be leaving by the end of the parashas. Let's give another example. It's not a perfect example, but when I was exiting the Kaisel, So this massive size mezuzah, massive size. It's like the size of a Sefer Torah klaf. And that when you kiss, there's a mezuzah situated right there, right before you go out. So that size, obviously, those letters are a different size than that of a small, regular size mezuzah, right? So that's a mezuzah we're talking over there.
Unusual.
So that's very unusual. It's not. I'm telling you, you have Sifri Torah that, and sometimes not that large. That's the largest mezuzah. So he says over here. Further, he says, "V'chol hashir, because the God of Shemini Arevach, but it shall test Oziyas. If you Oziyas, v'chol hashir zehu bein lepsucha oy lestuma." And this applies both for the psucha and the stuma. And now we go back. Just to read the end of the Mechaber. Nimsa Shloisha Parshios. Comes out as follows. Three Parshios. Heim Psuchos. Bein Laha Rambam. Bein Laha Rosh. Whether we're talking the Rambam's opinion, whether we're talking the Rosh's opinion, or Parsha Achreina is Stuma Ladasa Rambam. And the last Parsha is Stuma according to the Rambam. Let's now explain. We're in the last Mishpur here in Sifkan Kuf Samech Dalid of Sif Lamed Vav. And he says, "Estuma ladasa Rambam." It's considered to be closed according to the Rambam. Va'af ladasa Rashi psucha. Now, even according to the Rosh, the ladasa Rashi psucha mikomakim on the oisin kach, we do it like this: ki e eshalasus betfillin suras stuma sheyetze ba aliba dekuliyama. Because we can't make a scenario of making the tefillin to have a stuma. To be fulfilling everyone's opinion of how do you define the stuma? Ki stuma she'anu noigim lasis b'sefer Torah da'hinu shemesayim ha'parasha shelafanau be'emtsa shita. The stuma that we do in the Sefer Torah, what do? We leave, we mesayim the parasha in the middle of the line. Okay, in the middle of the line, we end the parasha. That's by in the Sefer Torah. Umafsik kidei tes oisiyos v'achakach masla parasha she'acharel. Gamkein b'oisa shita. Then we have a space of nine letters, and we start the next parasha on the same line. Now, can you do that by tefillin? The answer is no. V'hi nikris stuma alibi dekuliyama. So in the Sefer Torah, the new parasha is when you have on the same line a space of nine letters, that's called a new parasha. When we say parasha, it doesn't mean the parasha like, you know, Shmoyis, Vayera, Bob Yisrael. That doesn't mean a new idea, a new topic. Yeah. Correct. V'iyev shalasoyis pay, lasoyis pay betfilin. You can't do that by tefillin. Why? Dechol parsha hu ba'omad acher. Because each parsha of the tefillin is in a different column.
Oh, that's right.
So we can't do it exactly like we're saying the to follow suit of the Sefer Torah. V'chein. Im yetz lanich shita achas cholok betchilas parsha zvayim shemaya. If you want to leave a row blank at the beginning, you want to leave a space. You want to leave a space at the beginning of vayim shemaya. Ula haschilo b'roish shita shnia, and then to begin on the next row or the next line. Zegamkin enenu stuma lekuliyama. Not everyone will call that a parsha stuma. The Hirak Laharosh Veloy La Rambam. That's only Parsha Stum according to the Rosh, but not a Parsha Stum according to the Rambam. The Lady Day, so according to the Rambam, he psucha. Because according to the Rambam, leaving that space is called a psucha. If you're confused, there's a reason to be confused. It's a little confusing. Maybe more than a little. But basically, we have a machlokes over here. How do you define psucha? How do you define stuma? And we see that it's not obviously the same with the way we define both of them. And since you can't make it a stuma according to everyone, so that's why we passkin like the Rambam, because that's the main approach even by a Sefer Torah. If you can't do it according to everyone, now the Taz, once again, is going to come to save the day. The Taz is going to have an approach, a suggestion, that perhaps we can fulfill according to more opinions than one. How so? Uvetaz himsi eitzala soisa stuma. Taz is an eitzah to make it, how to make it a stuma. How so? She yetzi alibi de kuliyama. The hainu sheva parasha rishoyino. By the first parasha, ushniyo, and the second parasha, yasa hakol kimo shikosu shochanoch. You should do like the shochanoch says, which is psucha. Rakshav parasha shema b'soifa. Now, until now, we learned parasha shema was written how? In what way? Justified. Which the justified terms me is the term we use in the computer language, which means that it's like a box or like a rectangle. It's 100%. There's a 90 degree right angle. In other words, there's words from top to bottom. Okay. So the taz himsi yetz la soisa stuma. She yetz alib de kuliyama. Dainu shiva parasha rishayna ushni. The first parasha and second parasha hakol kimo shekasu shulchan aruch. Like we said, everything's like the Shulchan Aruch says to do. Rakshav parasha Shema, however, in the parasha of Shema, b'soifa at the end of it, yinich revach pochus mechdei tes oisiyos ktanos. Leave a space as a taz of less than nine small letters. Less than nine small letters. V'chein yinich revach pochus mites oisiyos ktanos. And also leave a space, a revach. Less than nine oisiyos ketanos. Betchilas parashos vayim shemaya. You hear what's going on here? You're going to leave a space less than nine letters at the end of the first parasha, as well of Shema, as well as the beginning of vayim shemaya. You also leave a space less than nine letters in the beginning of the next parasha. So what do you accomplish by this? Since you don't have nine letters in one place, unless you combine the space you left at the end of Shema to the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya, okay, that's called a stuma according to everyone. Everyone will call that a stuma, a parasha stuma. Because how do you define a parasha psucha, an open parasha, when you have nine letters? Excellent. But if I don't have a complete nine letters, it's a stuma, according to everyone. Now, v'chein kosav shuas rama mipano, rav menachem ezari mipano, v'beir hagro as well, he learns like the Taz also, v'chein mashim prima godam shigam hug nohag lasos kein, the prima godam will also follow this approach. Veda, dibidiyeved afilu im shir revach tes oisiyos gedolos mikol tzad gamkin kosher. Now, Mishru concludes and says that even if you left a space of nine regular sized letters, it could also still be a stuma. Dibidiyeved afilu im shir revach ketes oisiyos gedolos mikol tzad gamkin kosher. Dil harambam is stuma. Because the Rambam calls that a parsha stuma. Now, we used to call that, we still do call that, psucha. But the Rambam defines it as a stuma. Like I said, there's a machlekes, how do you define stuma, how do you define psucha? Ula harashi psucha. According to the Rosh, it's a psucha. You had dizzy yet?
Yeah.
Okay, mine too. Because kasavnu le'el, we said earlier in Sif Kod and Kufnu and Ches V'Shem Achreim, the eskimu. Now, what did we say? Remember the Ramah we said? The Ramah we said, turning back a couple pages. I'm turning back where the Ramah says, the Yesh, first of the Mechavis says that the last parasha has to be a stuma. Right? The first three are psucha, and the last parasha is a stuma. And that's what Shulchan Aruch brings down. And if you didn't, he says, Bimshina. Says the Mechaber, if you deviated from what we just said, three first psucha, one last one stuma, if you didn't write it like this, says the Mechaber, it's possible. What did we say the Ramah says? The Yesh Machshirim B'kulam Psuches. The Ramah said we are going to be Dieved, permit all of them to be Psuches. Now that's what he's referring to. He says, the Kesad Ol El and Sifkot and Kufn and Ches, in the name of the Acharon, the Eskimu LaHalacha Ka Yesh Machshirim. That we Paskin like this Yesh Machshirim, that what? All of the parishes to be psuchos. So, we just said a second ago, if if you leave the space of, where we're still, like, basically summing it up, it's a summary of like almost everything we learned in this last next two sentences here. If you leave a space of the nine letters, the Rambam will call that what? So he says here, that's a stuma. The Rambam calls a stuma. Excellent, excellent. Okay, the Rosh will call it a psucha. Okay, it's mamish, the total opposite.
It's the same thing.
So, but the mice, like you just said, it's the same thing. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're good. And according to the Ramah, if you learn this like the Rosh, so it's the psucha, we're also good. That is the summary. Like the Zeis Machshirin, the Nahara, Unahara, Upashte, and each place does according to their minug. He concludes here, Ayin Be'er Halacha, which is a nice sized piece of Be'er Halacha to take a look at for some homework. And then the next discussion we will have here, we are now turning to a different topic, which we're going to pick up, Mi'ez Hashem, the next shir. We're going to pick up with the Or Habatim, the Or Habatim, the leather. When you take the hide of the animal, and then you transform this, not into klaf, but into the batim, the boxes to house the tefillin. That's the next topic of discussion, the next section here in Siman Lamed Vav, the Or Habatim, Habalum Utaiva, and I will say on the recording, those who... I won't say on the recording, but the Sabbath, the Chasna, we don't need to say that.